No Jumper, the coolest, drippiest, hippest podcast in the world. Here with a special guest today, man, my boy Vince Ash.
What's happening, fam?
How the fuck you doing today, man?
I'm feeling good. You appreciate you.
Hey, man, you came correct on the fit today. I'm not going to hold you, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, man, look, the good undefeated Air Force is on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
How you feeling today, man? It's your first No Jumper interview.
Man, nigga, I'm feeling good. I ain't going to stunt. Like, this shit surreal as hell. I ain't going to stunt. This shit crazy.
The whole set and all that shit's kind of crazy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get into a little back history shit, man. Where are you from exactly?
Shit, I'm from East Hammond originally.
Okay.
It's like Northwest Indiana type shit.
Okay.
I grew up all over there, so from Hammond, Gary, EC, Maryville, all that shit, you feel me?
You know what's crazy? You kind of have like a southern draw to you too, so like, is that Midwest that we were saying?
Yeah, so that's the Midwest, but like, I don't know. Motherfuckers try to say that we country a little bit, so
yeah, the Midwest definitely gives like southern vibes for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know where that shit come from.
Yeah, right? Okay, so explain what was it like growing up in Indiana, man. I've only been there once. I've been to Gary before.
Oh, shit. Yeah. What was you doing out there?
Well, I went to Indianapolis to do a feature.
Okay.
And I ended up like staying with this random ass girl, and it was a long random story.
In Gary?
Well, no, in Indianapolis, but then I did the feature in Gary, and went right back.
I was about to say, for you fucking around in Gary, that's a problem.
And I'm not going to lie to you, too. I did shrooms, and I just remember one point I had blue hair, and I'm on shrooms in Gary, Indiana, in random girl's bathroom, and I'm staring at myself like, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh, nah, bro, that shit crazy. You would have found yourself in a pickle. But yeah. Shit, nah, bro, shit, I mean, if I could compare it to anything, for it'd be like just damn near like every other hood experience you be hearing, you feel me? Motherfuckers getting on bullshit, motherfuckers selling the same shit, all that other type of shit, you feel me? But for me personally, shit, nigga, I ain't gonna lie, when we was staying in Hammond, everything was smooth for like the first couple years I was there, you feel me? I stayed out there till I was about like 8, and then we ended up moving to Maryville because my mama ended up getting married.
Mm-hmm.
And shit was, I ain't gonna stunt, if everything stayed like that for like, cause everything was cool for like 3 years.
Yeah.
Then like after that, nigga, shit went south. So from there, motherfuckers, you know, dive into all the little bullshit trying to, you know, hustle, survive, all that shit.
Went south in what kind of ways?
I mean, shit, financially. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's some real shit.
Yeah, yeah. So shit, you know, motherfuckers gotta do what they gotta do. You know, I'm the youngest of 5. You feel what I'm saying? So all boys. So.
Oh my God, your mom is probably going through it with y'all niggas, man.
So shit, you know. Shit, just, yeah, like I said, for just diving into all, like, the same old shit you be hearing, like.
Do you man, think having that many males in the house, like, kind of influenced the way that you, like, turned out to be? Or, like do you think it had an impact on, like, you becoming a man, I guess I would say?
Man, I ain't going to stunt. Like, my oldest brother is, like, 5 years older than me.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So all of us was really
trying
to. You
got, like, a little gap.
Yeah, but we all was just trying to figure it all out. You feel what I'm saying?
At the same time.
Yeah, because it was just my mama. You feel what I'm saying? Like, my older brother's pops, he bounced. Nigga, my other brother, his pops took him. And then me and the brother that's above me and shit, both our dads had died. You feel what I'm saying?
Sorry to hear that.
It's all good. But, like, shit. So, you know, motherfuckers really just had to, like, figure it out. But, like, my cousin came to stay with us at one point in time.
Mm.
And like, I say, like, him and my other cousin was, like, the main two that, like, really, like, influenced me on how to be a man and shit like that. Taught me all the shit I had to do, you feel what I'm saying? Like, if I fuck up or something like that, get up on my ass, you feel me?
But, gotta stand on it, yeah. It must have felt good, though, at least knowing that if you got into some shit, though, you got at least 5 niggas ready to go at all times, you feel me?
Yeah, I ain't gonna...
Or 4, I mean.
Yeah, nah, shit, I ain't gonna stunt, like... Nigga, I used to talk hella shit at the show, nigga. Motherfuckers would test like shit, nigga. I used to be hell outside because I ain't used to hang around like motherfuckers my age, you feel me? So I just so I was hanging around like my brothers and all their people and shit like that, and I just be popping shit to everybody, you feel what I'm saying?
That's always the best way to pick up on game, though, too, is by, you know, like peeping the older people around you and just kind of soaking up what they got to say, you know?
Yeah, no, for sure.
Kind of being the fly on the wall type situation.
Yeah, man. Like, I think a lot of that is the reason why, you know, I was able to, like, I don't know, be who I am right now and, like, just peep game more than, like, motherfuckers my age. Like, I ain't really, like, relate to motherfuckers around me.
Yeah, it kind of puts you, like, on a higher, like, plane of thinking or a higher level of thinking, if anything, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
How was school and all that stuff growing up out there?
Nigga, school, man, for I ain't gonna stand like, for the first couple years and shit, I want to say until I was about in, like, 6th grade, I got, like, straight A's and B's. Like,
yeah,
I was on some shit, you feel me? But
You was locked in.
Yeah, yeah. But like after that though, like once shit started getting fucked up in the crib, and then like, I don't know, for me, I just realized early that like a lot of that shit just busy work. You feel what I'm saying? Mm. So nigga, I just said fuck all that shit and just got to, you know, just doing my shit, you feel me?
Start getting to it another way, you feel me?
Yeah, you know.
So when did the music come like into fruition, or like how did you realize this was something that you wanted to like dabble with in the beginning?
Man, so my earliest memories and shit as a shorty, like my uncles and shit, they had like a group. Mm-hmm. And like I remember like riding in like a car seat and shit like that, and they get to playing like all that shit or whatever, and that was like the coolest shit to me, because I'm not knowing if it's on the radio or not. I'm just hearing like music come out the speakers. So I'm just thinking like that shit was tough. You know, I always had like an interest in it, but I ain't like dive into it until like my eighth grade year, because my older brother, he used to rap. He was taking off, like everybody in the city, in the area knew him type shit, you feel what I'm saying? So like seeing him do that, and then like he got like, you know, he was like the closest shit I seen to somebody actually like really blowing up, and that made me believe like this shit was possible. Feel me? So
I feel like that's an underestimated part of someone's journey, is like seeing someone else like in your close proximity, seeing someone else do it, kind of gives you that, puts the battery in your back like, shit, if these niggas that I knew, you know, back then, they could do it, I could do it too.
Yeah, no, definitely, man. Like I think like that's the biggest thing, folks, because it's like just on some sideline shit. Like, you know, it's hella motherfuckers from where I'm from that want to do this shit. You feel what I'm saying? But a lot of people give up on it early just because you don't see the person on the day to day that's like really like, you know, that's come from here and that actually seeing some success from it. So motherfuckers put the shit down like and just like focus on some other shit. You feel me?
And like, so, like a part of that is understandable because it's like, shit, at the end of the day, you got to do what you got to do to survive and make money and shit like that. But I think that's very telling, someone that could like stick to it and stick through it and actually like put in the work for like the long grind, you know?
Yeah, no, for sure that. For sure that. Yeah, man.
Yeah, because like you said, like a lot of people, if they don't see that instant success, they give up on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. You got to persevere through this shit, bro. Like, nigga, man, I ain't going to stand. It was like at points and times and shit like that where I was just like, it was only me believing in this shit, you feel what I'm saying? Like, but you know, what's your options? You feel what I'm saying? It's either like majority of motherfuckers back where I'm from and shit like that, nigga, they get stuck in working in factories and shit and doing, and I ain't looking down on the next nigga for that shit, you feel what I'm saying? But like, nigga, I always seen something bigger for me.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? So like, so it's either that or, so I'd rather give my all at this shit and, you know, see what happened instead of just giving up.
I mean, it seems like you've been giving your all for a minute. When I was like really diving in and doing my research, I seen you was putting out videos on Elevator like 6 years ago.
Oh God, yeah.
How old are you?
25.
25, okay. Yeah. When did you first make your first song? And then when did you start taking music serious?
I made my
two-part question.
Yeah, so I made my first song, eighth grade, recorded that shit in my homie closet. Oh shit!
You remember how it went?
Hell nah. I know that shit was weak as hell though. I knew that shit was weak.
Okay.
But shit, I went from that to like I really started taking it serious my junior year, like because I was recording a little bit here and there and shit around that time. But like junior year is when we had dropped the first video to this shit. It was called Eastside.
Okay.
And that's where Brian Zalaki from Elevator and shit, he had reached out to me.
Shout out to Elevator, man. Oh, they had a lot of fucking gems. I mean, they probably still do, but they were very vital in a lot of people's careers. But
yeah, nah, for sure. Like, man, bro, like some of the first times I done heard like niggas like Key. I like niggas like a little bit of everybody starting out in that SoundCloud area, shit like that was from Elevator, you feel me? That's why I heard them the first. And like, to me, I felt like that shit, if I got on Elevator, if I got on like Fake Shore Drive and shit around the time, because those are popping shits up in the city. Now I'm like, all right, I know I'm gone. Like, you feel me?
How did you go about getting in contact with Elevator? Like, did they respond immediately? How did you work that out?
Man, so like I said, I was dropping songs out before then and shit, right? So I used to like submit to everybody. Like, nigga, I was blowing that shit up like, constantly. But like, I wasn't getting no hit back. But as soon as I dropped the video or some shit like that, like folks had commented under it. And then shit, from there, we just started building.
Yeah, no, that's a fact. So like, at what point did you really start to see yourself gaining traction? And you're like, damn, you know what? Like, fuck everything else. This is all I'm gonna do. I'm keeping it 1,000.
Man, it was like from every drop. I wouldn't drop like, I wasn't that, my biggest problem, I feel like, was that I never was able to keep consistent. Feel what I'm saying? Because it's like, it was
me
shit.
Me too, brother.
Man, bro, it's because, like, gee, you know, life shit get in the way. You feel what I'm saying? Then you got to make some money in the meantime.
Yeah.
You feel me? Life get real. So, you know, going to the studio every day, spending your $200 in a booth don't really seem realistic too much if you ain't really seeing nothing from it. But I say, like, with every drop, I get, like, a little battery in my back. But after we graduated and shit like that, for I felt like, all right, it's that fight or flight moment again. You feel what I'm saying? It's either I'm going to do this shit or... nigga, I'm gonna be stuck working. You feel me? So,
yeah.
But like, once we had dropped like the first tape, Do or Die, and I seen like, nigga, I had like.
That was in what, like 2018?
2018. As soon as I had dropped that, bro, I had like everybody and their mama trying to hit me up on some shit. You feel me? So,
yeah.
After that, I was just like, oh yeah, nah, I'm gone.
Yeah, nah, that's a fact. That's a fact. Like, what made you decide to go with like a label situation instead of maybe staying independent or like how? How did that whole process work out?
Man, I say, well, for everybody, man, it's gonna be a different situation. So don't just take my word from me. But like, for me, bro, it was more so the bread that spoke to me that shit.
Hell
and,
yeah.
And I was in a situation to where, you know, this it benefited me because I'm the only artist on Goliath.
Wow. So yeah, you're the first artist, right?
Yeah. So with that being said, it's like, I seen like I was gonna be able to get priority and shit.
Yeah.
Cause a lot of artists don't get that when
you
they
are
sign.
The priority.
Exactly.
For sure.
So me having that and then me being able to like negotiate my deal the way I wanted it to, like that shit, you know, that's sealed it for me.
But I'm not gonna lie, bro, that's dope as fuck because you got the whole office like focused on you putting together shit and like really helping you like push that out. But how did you come across their radar? Did like Rosenberg hit you up like personally?
Yeah, like all right, so at first, like when I had dropped Do or Die and shit like that, like I said, a little bit of everybody was hitting me up. I had like four motherfuckers from like Def Jam getting in contact with me and shit. Mm. Shout out Genesis, Dro, you feel what I'm saying, Brandon. But that's the one who had like really had reached out to me, like kept in contact a little bit after the fact.
Okay.
I stay in tune with everybody else, but like I guess like soon as Paul left, he had ended up taking Brandon with him type shit.
Mm.
And from there, we just, like, after a decent amount of time of building a relationship, I had dropped, like, a second EP and shit. He put me in contact with Paul. And then we had got on, like, FaceTime or some shit. So I'm in the back of my cousin GMC on some other shit. Like, you feel what I'm saying? He called me and shit. I'm damn, fuck.
Might have saved you from doing some crazy shit or something, right?
Yeah, definitely saved me.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just wanted to go back a little bit because it seemed like you had, like, took a little hiatus after Do or Die.
Yeah.
How long was it in between until you put your next project out after that?
What was that, like a year and a half?
Yeah.
Like a year and a half, Tasha.
And, like, were you continuously working on music or were you dealing with life stuff and you kind of just had to put music on the back burner completely?
That, like, I ain't gonna stunt like shit. Like, so I had got my own spot when I was like 19.
Yeah.
And shit, nigga, bills as motherfucker, you feel what I'm saying?
Which is an accomplishment, man. It's a lot of grown ass motherfucker. Nigga, I'm 29, I just got my first spot.
Man, shit, nigga, that's still a W, you feel what I'm saying? Nigga, yeah, I know motherfuckers older than that and stuff like
that.
Yeah,
no, that's a fact. Oh, that's a motherfucking fact.
But like, shit, so, you know, bills.
Nigga, what was you doing at 19 where you had your own spot?
But yeah, so I had my own spot at 19 and shit like that. Yeah. But, you know, motherfuckers doing a little bit of something, but also working. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's one thing I don't want to undercut. Like, in the midst of everything, you feel what I'm saying? Like, I was on bullshit, you feel what I'm saying? But I also work jobs, too.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, nigga, you got to keep a constant money flow.
It builds character, too. It puts you around people that you wouldn't normally be around. It gives you, like, life experiences. You feel me?
Definitely.
A lot of people talk down on jobs and all that shit, man. I'm glad you said that.
Man, bro, motherfuckers got to get their bread, bro. I ain't going to stunt. Like, no matter how you get to it, nigga, it's more funny to be broke than not.
Man.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, nigga, it's a lot of motherfuckers who spend a lot of time in the street, don't want to get no job and shit like that,
they think
but don't
they
have
too
no
good.
Money in their pocket.
They think they too good for
exactly,
it.
Exactly, bro. Like, I ain't going to stunt. Like, if anything, too, like, you ain't got to work the joint the whole time.
Yeah.
But, like, nigga, it's motivation. Like, bro, I was seeing, like, niggas, like, they talking about they spent like 20 years in a factory, you feel what I'm saying? Like, cause I work factory jobs. And I'm like, nah, like, that was like more of a motivation for me to get on my ground.
Like, I don't
want to
be this nigga.
Exactly.
Think about that. If you started working there cause you was 19,
all right.
Think about if you want to be there till you're 40.
That
sounds
smoke.
That sounds
smoke.
Insane, bro.
Dead.
No, but honestly though, it's like it's damn near better to learn from others' people. Not mistakes, but you see the path that somebody else went on, and you like, shit, I don't want to take that same path.
Definitely, bro. Like, you gotta learn from shit around you, bro. If you don't learn from people around you, or you don't learn from your mistakes, bro, you doomed to repeat the same cycle type shit.
Man, for real. Speaking of, like, you know, cycles and all that shit, how does does anybody else in your family, like any of your brothers, do they make music and stuff like that? Does this run in the family?
Nah, I want to say everybody give a crack.
Oh, at you say it, your uncles though. Like,
yeah. So my uncles and shit, they was making music for a minute. My older brother was too, like two of my older brothers was for a second. You feel what I'm saying? But like, man, things happen. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. So you know, and they along their paths and shit like that. But like, I decided to like keep at this shit, bro. Yeah.
How do they feel about like your success and you being really like one of the only artists from your section? You feel me,
man, bro? Everybody proud of me. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Like I said, for when I was a young nigga, I was outside, I was in the mix and shit like that. So like around older motherfuckers and everybody who seen like you know what we went through, everything, man. Mm-hmm. Motherfuckers proud, bro. Motherfuckers love me where I'm from.
Bro, look at where you at, my boy.
Exactly. You feel me? It's like, gee, I feel like a responsibility, you feel what I'm saying, to put, you know, where I'm from on my back like that, feel what I'm saying? Because motherfuckers was definitely there during the hard times and shit like that. Like, nigga, I remember, like, nigga, I used to walk, like, miles and shit from, like, school sometimes and shit
school
like that.
Some
of my older brothers, homies and shit come pick me up or, like, nigga, shout out to my nigga Trey and Cardi and shit like that, man, when I was a shorty. Like, they seen that niggas was walking around with, like, busted-ass forces, all type of shit. Niggas gave me shoes. You feel what I'm saying? Like, nigga taught me how to shoot dice. You feel what I'm saying? Took that shit to school, made money. Like,
that's
you feel
crazy.
Me? So it's like, you know, man, I know motherfuckers is proud looking at me, watching shit. You feel what I'm saying? So, yeah.
But that's some real shit for you to even, like, internalize moments like that. Even like, you knew their names right off the bat and shouted them out. A lot of niggas, they act like, you know, they scared of where they came from or they scared to show love back to people and shit like that. And that's just very commendable, bro, for real. But
I take a village, bro.
Man, for real. But I mean, shit, I know it's probably not all smiles and giggles and shit too. I know, like, do you feel like hate from your hometown too at the same time? Is it like a balance?
Man, I ain't gonna say I feel hate. It was a lack of support in the beginning. You feel what I'm saying? But that's what everybody does. You feel what I'm saying?
People don't want to jump on until you already.
Exactly. You feel me? They want to wait till you love baby or some shit. You feel what I'm saying? So,
and then want to act like they gave you the forces back when your shit was busted.
You feel me? So, but, man, I say hate is more so from motherfuckers that was like in close proximity. For like motherfuckers that was around me hate on me more than like motherfuckers outside.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's like, crazy.
Yeah.
And that's something that I don't think people really realize until they're in that position. Like the motherfuckers that you used to think was your day ones, you used to think that's my motherfucking brother. That would be the niggas that switch up the fastest, you know?
For sure that.
You got any like specific stories of niggas that like just end up doing some weird shit?
I mean, nothing I want to speak to, but it's definitely some shit that like, you know, that transpired. Like I ain't gonna lie, like, all right, so I got signed like, 2020, but 2021 is when like shit was really moving.
Yeah.
And like, but that whole year like was a learning experience. You feel what I'm saying? From family, from homies, all that shit. From like you were saying, like, you know, motherfuckers just getting on sicey shit just for the fact of like perception. Motherfuckers think you got more than what you got, or niggas feel entitled to shit, or you know, motherfuckers just I don't know. They got their own little shit that they own bag agenda. That they carrying. You feel what I'm saying? But you know, it was hell of that. You feel what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, shit, it seems like you persevering through that. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit, look at where you at now. You at No Jumper. Is this your first time in L.A.? Is your first time, like, doing some shit, like a big interview?
Man, the first time doing a big interview, for sure. So
I see you did one with Rosecrans Vic.
Yeah, shout
that's
out
my
to
nigga,
name.
Man. Shout out to Vic, man.
Oh, God, yeah, man.
How was that? How did y'all get in contact?
Man, so... like 2019, we had did South by Southwest.
Yeah.
And like, I ain't gonna lie, but I've been in tune with like Chris Cypress and Chrissy.
You know your shit.
Like yeah, so like I got all plugged through Jeff Weiss and shit like that.
Yeah, yeah.
With POW for a second. So,
okay.
They had definitely like put me in tune with like LA shit or whatever. And like when we had did the little Don't Come to LA show and shit like that, I had got in tune with Vic. And then from there, like, motherfuckers was just building. You feel me?
See, because that's why I almost assumed that you were from L.A. because I seen Rosecrans Vic interview. Yeah. Like, but then when I actually really dive deep into your music, I'm like, your voice and your sound is like, it's not like, you can't pinpoint it to a region. And I feel like that's the best thing you could do as an artist, is really separate yourself. Yeah. You feel me?
I appreciate that. I ain't never heard that shit before. That shit
do you think, I was gonna say, like, do you think you did that on purpose?
Nah, man. It's just shit. I go in there and I just do my shit. You feel what I'm saying? So.
Like, even like I was listening to your last tape and like, okay, you got a feature with Beano.
Yeah.
How did that work out?
Shit, man. My manager ended up putting me in tune and shit like that because they got a prior relationship and shit like mm-hmm. that. But I was fucking with folks like, as far as like in music and shit like that for a second, because I used to listen to a lot of Nip, like 2012, 2013, when all the Chief Keef shit was going on back at the crib. Like, nigga, me and Foles was probably like the only niggas back where we was at that was listening to like Just Read Up To and all that other shit.
Y'all so, niggas like, was tapped in.
Oh, God, like, nigga, but I felt like I could relate to this shit more.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's a fact.
Because, like, all right, so Chicago shit, for, like, all right, so here's the difference, because I lived out there and shit like that during like high school and shit.
How far is that from me, from each other?
So where I'm from in Hammond, that's like 20 minutes.
Oh, wow, that's right
saying?
There.
Yeah, so like we damn near on the state line. Yeah. You feel what I'm saying? So like fuck. What
was the like the thought. Difference between Chicago and Indiana.
Oh, yeah. So like you'll get some of the same shit, you feel what I'm saying? But like Chicago motherfuckers is a little bit more like, they're a little bit more live, yeah. A little bit more flashy, you feel what I'm saying? We're on the same shit, but niggas more like laid back where I'm from, you feel me?
No, that's a fact. And like, I mean, like you got like upbeat music too, but like I feel like your voice just kind of gives off like a chiller vibe.
Yeah.
But like I was listening to your tape and like you even had some songs that kind of like give me like Memphis vibe a little bit too. Yeah. And I'm just like, you definitely were hitting different pockets on your tape. And I was like, okay, like I'm fucking with it. Well, yeah. Okay. So then you and Beano got together for that song.
Yeah.
Were you like really anticipating that feature? Did you think like, oh, I don't know if this nigga gonna hop on
man,
it?
Like, shit, definitely that shit. Cause it took a little second and shit like that. Cause I'm like, oh shit, maybe I don't fuck with the joint. But shit, nigga, after a minute or whatever, he hit niggas back. Got the song in and shit like that. Did all the shit up in the studio or whatever to like polish it up and shit. And shit
did y'all shoot a video for that yet?
Yeah, we had shot a video, but folks was like, I think he was on tour or some shit like that.
Yeah, facts. Yeah, because he's been going crazy too, like within the last like couple years. Like, because I knew about him too a long time ago, but within the last like 2 years, bro, he's really been fucking taking off. But I think that's smart of you to like to dabble in different like subgenres or different sounds, you feel me, instead of just like, well, because is there really like a specific Midwest sound you would like,
nah man,
if you can like, you know, attribute?
Nah, if I'm being honest, I mean shit, because ain't really too many artists from where we from, you feel what I'm saying, to like establish that. But I feel like, you know, with a lot of niggas that's on the up and coming, like motherfuckers who doing their shit, you feel what I'm saying, like it's starting to become one.
No, that's a fact. Cause like who else is from fucking what, like
other than Freddie Gibbs, bro, we ain't really got no other niggas.
Yeah, like, he's from Gary, right?
Yeah, he's from Gary.
Yeah, that's nuts, bro. Yeah, so hey, listen, you need a young nigga, man, doing it from your area, bro. That's fucking crazy, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, look, so when I was doing my research, I kept seeing a couple different people doing a reaction to one of your songs, and they kept saying that you're the new you're new Tupac, or that you sounded like Tupac. And you know what? I kind of see what they meant, like the sound of your voice, I think that's what it was. Yeah. Or your vocal inflections, if anything, that's what it was. How do you feel about that? That's a pretty big comparison to
Man, I knew this shit was coming down. But like, I ain't gonna stunt, man. Like, I mean, I could appreciate it for what it is. I know motherfuckers ain't trying to be disrespectful and shit, you feel me? But like, you know, just like anybody else, I'm my own person, you feel what I'm saying?
I ain't
trying to be like folks, I ain't trying to, you feel what I'm saying? But yeah. I could appreciate it though.
Yeah, I mean, like, at the end of the day, shit, they not comparing you to, you know, some bullshit artists or nothing like that. But, man. Like, did you think it was just that specific song, or, like...
Man, I've been getting this shit since I hit puberty, nigga. I don't know what the fuck this shit go for.
But even, like, talking to you, you don't sound like that. But, like, you know, in your music, you get it, like, a little more animated. Everybody, they get a little more, like, oomph or a little more animated or whatever. But it's funny because I kind of thought that in my head a little bit. And then when I was looking at your at niggas doing reactions to your shit, I seen like three in a row, and it was like, is this Tupac reincarnated? Tupac reincarnated was fucking crazy.
Yeah, nah, that shit wild as hell. I seen one nigga, folk, because I don't even be checking comments, but like, nigga, I seen one nigga call me Poopac, nigga. That shit was hilarious. I was dead.
Bro, honestly, the fucking internet and the shit that they come up with is actually really hilarious, bro.
Hilarious, bro. Motherfuckers got too much time on their hands.
Bro, you know what? You know, I might be giving out free sauce here. What you need to do is just run with that narrative. Nah. Do a whole tape. I can't deny it.
Smoke.
Bro, just sample. What about a sample?
That shit smoke. I ain't gonna lie, that shit dead.
Nah, I felt that. Because you know what? I feel you. You your own artist. Nobody ever want to be compared to anybody. So I feel you, man. Okay, how about this? For your next project, give me three dream features that you're gonna make happen for this next project.
For the next project, man,
you just dropped.
Yeah, but I'm about to double up, though. So, shit, okay. I want to get this Boosie feature. Whew. I want to get...
That's going to be a banger, bro.
Oh, God, fuck. Right. Nigga, we grew up on that nigga. I'm trying to see who else I want. I like fucking with singers. Throwing it out there, but like, shit, nigga, I'll do a Daniel Caesar joint or like
that'd be crazy.
somebody with some range or some shit. Like,
yeah, I get Brent Fires on your shit.
That shit will be crazy. Fuck.
Listen,
oh God,
you gonna have the bitches throwing panties on stage, bras off, all of that.
Yeah,
that's cool though, bro. You gotta incorporate different shit, man. And honestly, bro, you seem like you have really been putting in the work. You've been putting in the time, and but like it's your time to shine right now, my brother.
Yeah, man.
Do you have anything specific that you want to shout out? Do you got anybody you want to, you know, say thank you to or anything like that, man?
Shit, nigga, without Massive Volume 1 out now. You feel what I'm saying?
Volume 2, when can we expect it?
Shit, nigga, sooner than later.
Oh, shit. All right, man. We getting the exclusive right here, man.
You feel what I'm saying? You know, shout out to the crew. You feel what I'm saying? Whole 219 and shit, you know. Yeah.
Man, listen, thank you so much for letting your boys sit down and do this interview with you. Shout out to Indiana.
That's what I'm saying.
Shout out to Goliath, man. Shout out to Laura for setting this up, man. Vince Ash, House Phone, No Jumper. Tune the fuck in, man. Go stream the motherfucking album. Y'all know the vibes. Gang.
Appreciate you,
bro.